producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stephen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, per usual. Kenny Kessler is monitoring Facebook.com. I wonder about the Pope's visit. I thought we'd spend some time doing something we never talked about. We don't talk about often on this program. Religion in the news.
In the news.
In the
news. Pretty much controlling it today.
Is it? All right. So, Kenny, I didn't ask you about Facebook and Twitter comments regarding the Pope's visit, but I wonder if it's lost on people that there are a number of things going on today from various parts of the religious world. Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement, holiest day of the year for Jews, is in full swing. 25 hours, they can't eat. No eating at all. Really? Why is that, I wonder? Fasting is supposed to cleanse
their body.
For what?
Cleansing themselves.
What are they preparing their body for? Eating more the next day?
Yeah.
That's what happens when you fast.
It's atonement.
It's atonement. Yeah. Okay. So also the Muslims begin observing Eid al-Adha. It's actually the festival of sacrifice, commemorating the willingness of Abraham to sacrifice his son to God. All right? So that's two. Here's the third one. The Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca begins today. Every year, 2 million Muslims go into Mecca to share in the rituals, a lot of prayer. They are there to erase their sins. Apparently, they can't do it at home, so they get on a charter jet. More planes. I remember talking to a pilot once who worked for World Airways, which was a charter jet carrier. I don't know if they're still in business or not. But there are four or five really big charter carriers that do work all around the world. But not just, you don't have to go to them to charter a plane. You can go to any of the big airlines if they have planes available, and most of them might. They hire them out to various Muslim organizations, and they go to certain places in the Middle East, fill up 747s, excuse me, and fly all these people into Mecca. You think traffic would be bad in New York and Washington, Richie? Try getting around in Mecca with 2 million Muslims wandering around.
Woo!
Yes. Mecca is not really that big a place, even though it's called Mecca.
Let me go to Google Maps and
check
out Mecca.
Have you been to Mecca?
I've been close to Mecca, but not in Mecca. It's an interesting word, isn't it? Interesting name.
It's in Saudi Arabia, right?
Mecca is in Saudi Arabia. That is correct. And I'm now about to go off on who our friends are.
Refrain, please.
Okay, I'll refrain. Thank you very much. All right, so I think I've hit all the religious important items. Are there any others that I haven't gotten to? Pope's here. We got the Jewish New Year. We got the Festival of Sacrifice. We got the Pilgrimage to Hajj. Got it all? Am I missing something?
No, I think that's it.
I think I got it. All right.
Birthday.
So, whose birthday is today?
Mine.
No, it isn't. It's
happy
my
birthday.
Friend Donald Ewan's birthday today.
I hate that you know when my birthday is now, finally, after all these
it's
years.
It's in February.
I can't trick you anymore, darn it.
Okay. Da-da-da-da.
Fine, it's in February.
Okay. So, the sort of interesting story of the day today is the continuing focus, and we have this story trending at DougStephan.com, on this drug company. Remember yesterday, there was a little hoopla about this company that took over a small drug company that manufactured a drug like 60 years this thing's been on the market, and it was good for particular usage, and they were charging, I think, was it $17 a pill for this stuff?
It was like 13, yeah.
Was it 13 or whatever it was? So this new company takes over the sale of this drug and ups the price to $750, which is like a 5,400% increase. Well, the CEO of Turing Pharmaceuticals said they made a mistake in judgment. Really? So now the company is going to substantially lower the price. I haven't seen what the real price is being lowered to. Anybody see that? It's supposed to
they
be.
Haven't,
no,
they haven't announced it yet.
Oh, they haven't.
Funny how they just tried to sneak it up, though, and then somebody, like USA Today, I think, was the one that broke it.
Right.
Made the story pop yesterday, and now all of a sudden they're going to reduce the price.
Right. But isn't it interesting how people get on to something like this, and they talk about greed and the big drug companies and yada, yada, yada. And there may be a misunderstanding about how the capitalistic system works. It's all based on greed.
Yeah. And I'm okay
get what
with
you
it.
Can
yeah.
get.
It's such a big jump. I mean, my goodness.
And I love the way that the market reacted.
Yeah.
And now they're reacting to the market reaction.
Exactly.
That's the way it's supposed to work.
So, would you say this was a good week for Walter Palmer? How many people remember who Walter Palmer is?
I do. He's the bloody dentist.
He's the dentist who killed Cecil the Lion.
Right.
But he's no longer the most hated person in America. That title now belongs to Martin Shkreli, I believe is how to pronounce the name, isn't it, Kenny? S-H-K-R-E-L-I. Shkreli. Shkreli. Anyway.
The CEO that...
Yeah. He's the one who raided. This, by the way, this drug is used on AIDS patients, cancer patients. So the price is now coming down, but nobody knows
to
what.
To be fair...
He's doing a great thing for society, he said. The
to be fair...
Yes.
That company bought the company that owns this drug.
Right.
And they said that the company that they bought it from had been losing money on it for years. So a price increase is fair because they bought it to make a profit with.
Really?
Now, we will find out. He said that they're going to price it so that they make money, but it will still be a very affordable drug.
Mm.
So whether he ends up at $30 a pill, $20 a pill, or $80
a
pill.
Was it Jack who told us yesterday that it costs about $1 a pill to make these things?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what's wrong with the way they're running their company? They can't make money on a 1,300% increase. If you're selling, it costs you $1 to do it, and you sell it for $13, that's pretty substantial. You know how we do our entrepreneurial business here.
R&D costs millions and millions.
Yeah. Okay, but it was 60 years ago that they developed this drug.
The
drug hasn't changed for 62 years.
You are also using the profit of your existing products to help you research and develop new drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's part of the profit of the company.
Yeah.
So I don't have a mind. I don't have a problem with them making a profit and trying
not
to develop new drugs with the profit.
No, I think they ought to. They got to make a profit. Everybody's got to make a
profit.
And
everything worked as it should have here.
Yeah. I don't subscribe to the complainers who say, "Oh, those CEOs make too much money. We got to take
either.
Or they're taking the taxes, try to up the taxes on the so-called rich because they have more money."
And when
sorry.
I would be in the car business, and I would sell a car, and somebody would say, "Well, how much did you pay for it? What does it matter?"
Right.
It's what it's worth that matters.
To that person, it's worth X number of dollars,
right.
Or they wouldn't pay
that
amount of money.
Whether I paid $1 or $10,000 or $50,000
right.
for the car, it doesn't matter.
No.
I want X for it, and that's what you're going to pay, or you won't.
Oh, you don't get it. It's all simple.
In this case, the Shkreli, or however you say his name is, he has kind of a history of this. He was a former hedge fund manager.
Mm.
He's been accused of trying to manipulate FDA regulations for drug companies whose stocks he was shorting. And he was forced out of another drug company who is now suing him for $65
million.
And he also claims that he's invented his own pharmaceuticals, even though he has no medical background.
Really?
That's awesome.
That's the kind of guy you want running a drug company.
Yeah. So if you have a dirtbag running your company, get rid of him.
Yeah. Well, but the dirtbag may have most of the stock in the company. You can never tell. There are the dirtbags like that, Richie. Where did that? By the way, where does that expression come from?
Important dirtbag.
Where does the expression dirtbag come from?
Really? I mean, I'm pretty sure that it's a bag of dirt in human form.
Yeah, but you know, there's got to be something else to it besides that.
Urban Dictionary has a dirtbag.
What it does?
Definition.
Yeah. All right. In a moment.
Loser.
A man who has set a number of world records gets acknowledged in a positive way, which is the way it ought to be. 16 after the hour on Good Day.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26, valid in-store and online while supplies last.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Tonight on NBC, it's the two-hour SVU premiere America will be talking about.
In classic SVU style, it's ripped from the headlines.
Exactly. A wealthy New Yorker that everyone suspects is a serial killer, but can they prove it?
I bet they can.
But first, it's the season premiere of The Mysteries of Laura with Deborah Messing.
Sorry, wrong show.
You're out of control. The premiere of The Mysteries of Laura, followed by the two-hour premiere of SVU, tonight on NBC.
Oh, there's one more thing.
What?
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
I said it was my pal Don Ela's birthday today, and then I noticed that there's a problem with us singing happy birthday to him because of the copyright on happy birthday. Wait a minute, what's the story here? If you check out what we have from today's show at DougStephan.com, you will see that none of the companies that have collected royalties on this song for the past 80 years held a valid copyright claim. I want my money back.
Yeah.
Right? What's going to happen with all these millions of dollars, Kenny? I want my money back.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure nobody's getting their money back.
Right. Judge George King ruled that the copyright filed by Sumi, S-U-M-M-Y, 1935, granted only the rights to specific piano arrangements to the music, not the real song. Happy birthday is free, said Randall Newman. He was the attorney, no relation to Randy Newman probably, which called on these filmmakers who are producing a documentary about the song to continue. They were told they couldn't, and now they can. Good for them. Happy birthday. Happy birthday! Happy birthday, everybody. Having a birthday today. It's 21 past the hour. Happy birthday.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
About once every 2 months.
What he said.
I can't seem to put my words together correctly. My tongue gets caught behind my eye. Teeth can't see what I'm saying. Let's get into the My Three Songs contest for today. You got to figure out what these three songs all have in common.
At
888-302-3684. What'd you say?
I said the hint is think about the news today.
Think about the news today. Or the quasi-news, perhaps.
Correct.
Right. All right. So this is Wipeout by the Fat Boys and the Beach Boys together, a remake that made it to number 12 on the pop chart back in 1987. Came from the Fat Boys' platinum-selling album, their fourth and best-selling record. Both of the groups appeared in the music video, which helped put the Fat Boys on the map. Wipeout. Crank it up, Richie. That's the first one. You got to pay attention to all three to figure out how they're connected. The number two song is by Samuel E. Wright called Under the Sea. Grammy-winning, Oscar-winning tune.
Human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
Under the sea.
It's always greener.
This was an extension of the
dream about golden
Star-Kissed tuna commercial. They use something like this.
2 hour extension, Disney extension.
Right, exactly. Right. It comes from the Little Mermaid, 1989. Actually based on the song The Beautiful Briny from the Disney movie Bedknobs and Broomsticks. The song wasn't released as a single, but it helped sell a lot of copies of the soundtrack to the movie. Life Under the Sea is the second tune in the My Three Songs contest. 888-302-3684. If you figured this out already. If you haven't, here's the final key, Johnny Cash.
How high's the water, mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa?
She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, because that's the only thing we got left.
Carl Perkins on guitar.
Already over all of
Stadler Brothers backing Johnny Cash up here.
And rising.
Song from the flip side of a 59 single
that
didn't make it into an album for 10 years. Alright.
How high is the water, Papa?
How high is the water?
3 feet high and rising.
Alright, so it gets up to 5 feet high, right? By the end of the song.
My bees, chickens are sleeping at the
trees.
He started at 2 feet, he's now at 3. I'm just figuring he's going to make it to 5 by the time. Time's up.
How high is the water, Mama?
Alright, so what do these songs represent? 888-302-3684. We're...
This is so cool.
All right, Tracy. How do you do?
I'm doing actually quite nice today. Thank
That's
you.
That's nice to hear. Where are you?
I'm in Russellville, Arkansas.
Russellville, Arkansas? How do you spell Arkansas?
I don't even know how to spell Arkansas or Kansas, let alone Arkansas.
You just did, though. Syllabically speaking, Arkansas. That's what it is. Arkansas. Okay. So what do these three songs have in common in your way of figuring?
Well, being from Arkansas and growing up in Hawaii, I think they have to do with the ocean.
You moved to Arkansas from Hawaii.
Well, yeah.
Airplane.
Don't have any appreciation of the water there much in Arkansas. Yes, the answer is that these are songs about the ocean, more specifically trouble in the ocean, in honor of the asteroid that may or may not hit the Atlantic today or tomorrow. So that's it. You got the story, Tracy. Thank you. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many people say their pet is almost like a member of the family. Mine actually are. But when it comes time to make out their will, few provide for the care of their pet after they're gone. Recently, a study by the ASPCA suggested only 17% of pet guardians had taken any legal action to provide care for their dog, cat, or other type of pet if something were to happen to them. Millions of companion animals surrender to shelters every year, some because their owners did not establish continued care for them in a event something was able to happen to them and they were unable to do it. It's really important if you have a dog or a cat or any type of animal to speak to an attorney and set up a pet trust. You know, recently I was broadcasting from a local shelter in California, and while I was there, someone brought in a 12-year-old beagle that belonged to their grandparents. The grandparents had both died. They didn't want the dog anymore, so they turned it into a shelter. What are the chances of a 12-year-old dog finding a home? Pretty limited. Make those arrangements. Your dog or cat is part of the family. Set up a trust. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid Law Attorney Spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is the program that talks about the day. It's a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn here to motivate you for this Wednesday. Ken Kessler is a motivator in and of himself. Let's find out what's going on at facebook.com/good day and Twitter in terms of the issues and your thoughts about some of the issues in a moment. Richard McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Hans Hoffman.
Yeah,
Dr. Hoffman is not here with us today, but Hans Hoffman motivates us with the following. The ability to simplify means to eliminate the unnecessary so the necessary may speak. So if that were the case, in reality, we'd all be gone. However, well, there are some things that we need to talk about, right, Jennifer? We need to talk about
some things, yes, definitely.
Ray Charles, responsible for the thought of the day today, his birthday was this day, 1930. Live each day like it's your last, because one day you're going to be right. I think that's very, very appropriate, because I think too many of us live for the future and don't live in the now. And I wish that we could sort of get back to reality.
Race funeral.
In the right, hit the road, Jack.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back.
Hit the road, Pope. How about that, Richie? We can rewrite this. Is that disrespectful? But he's hit the road. I'm not suggesting he's traveling. I'm not suggesting he leave. The Pope began his first visit to the U.S., greeting him here handily. Traffic in the nation's capital is
shut down. Nobody's working today. Your government in Washington, D.C. is off.
But everybody will get paid. Everybody will get their pay. Happy, happy days are here again. Yogi Berra passed away at the age of 90. We all know some of the fun things that he said. Hall of Famer. When you come to the fork in the road, take it. all of his malapropisms and contradictory phrases. You got to wonder if he worked on it. Anybody ever read the history of Yogi Berra?
I listened to an interview,
yeah,
and he said he didn't even understand what he was saying when people would start laughing.
He was just being cute. He said, I like to take a 2-hour nap every day from 1 to 4.
But he said he would say these things and people would start laughing, and he'd be like, what?
What? Huh? What are you laughing at? That's what happens sometimes to me here, Richie.
He never realized it.
He was also known to the public as a commercial spokesperson for Yoo-hoo, for Enderman's Bakery, a lot of other products. He made a lot of money after he got out of baseball. When he was playing baseball, remember, the players didn't make a lot of money. They started at $30,000, $40,000 a year. And, you know, I think one time there was a big deal about Mickey Mantle making over $1 million his last year. Ted Williams never made $1 million. But yet, look at the dough these guys are making now. So he was able to trade on his name. And by the way, with his background, he was a hero with the Italians. And at a time when Italians were just sort of really sort of losing the stigma of the mafiosos and the stuff that went on during Prohibition, it was really a good time for him, a good time for his teammates, a good time for people who like baseball, a good time. He was a good time guy. And so he is missed. But all good things must come to an end. And so we praise him. And what is it? Where did that come? I'm just now coming into Caesar. Remember Caesar? When he was killed at his funeral? To know Caesar is to love him, to praise him. I'm paraphrasing something because I don't remember exactly what.
Talking about Julius Caesar, not Sid Caesar.
Yeah, right? I am, as a matter of fact. Yes, thank you.
Thank you for the clarification.
Right, or Caesar salad. All right, so Kenny, what's the number one thing trending on our social media today?
It's a toss-up between the presidential race and the Pope.
Really? And do they want, some of these people want the Pope to run for president? Imagine! The Pope takes off his robe, takes off his, what do they call the skull cap? What do they call the hat that the Pope and the priests wear? They call it yarmulke in the Jewish religion.
Not a yarmulke. I can't remember what they call it, but yeah, definitely not a yarmulke.
It's a hat, the Pope hat. And
his hat.
But anyway, he takes everything off and he runs. He'd be a good president, actually. He'd be great. Super duper. Anyway, the Pope... poll yesterday, the Pope poll. Are you going to see the Pope during his visit was our question. Let's see here. 37% said I don't live anywhere near where he's going to be. 23% of you said I haven't been able to get tickets. 18% said I think so. 13% said yes, I'm so excited. 9% said I have no interest in seeing the Pope. I'd like
to
see
the Pope. You guys got tickets, would you go?
I would.
I would, too.
Absolutely, I would. Some people have been scalping the tickets in Philadelphia for $5,000 or more. Aye.
How can you do that? That's
because you have no conscience. That's how you do it. You're interested in yourself, and that's it. End of story. The end of the world is coming today, according to some. And it may be at the same time we turn to fall. I'm not sure. Nice blue, clear skies where I am on the farm. Green grass, cows are happy, they're not suspecting anything's wrong. But if you're concerned, you can take the poll at DougSteffen.com. If you're concerned about an asteroid hitting the Earth, you can tell us A, yes, B, a bit, C, why worry? Can't do anything about it anyway, and D, not at all. Mm-hmm. All right, so Kenny, what else have you got?
Comments about the Pope and the presidential race.
Let's do the Pope. The heck with it. Yeah, I don't know the presidential race.
Ingrid says the Catholic Church should have always had a Pope like Francis. He's a great leader.
Yep, I agree with that. You can't argue with that. That's a great statement. Yep, what else?
Seth says, I don't believe in organized religion, but I believe in this Pope. I love what he is doing and what he stands for.
Amen. Get that? Can you see what he's doing there?
I see what you did there.
Yeah, okay.
Randy says, I lost faith years ago. Maybe he can help me get it back.
Good. That's good. That's a very positive way of looking at it. I like push-ups for the brain. Yep, good. What else?
Francis says, I was Catholic once. I don't practice anymore, but I like this Pope. He's a people's Pope.
Yep, the people's Pope. That's good. What else?
Ray says, Francis is the first pope that acts like what a pope should act like.
Acting like the pope, film at 11. What else?
One more. Robert says, I hope Pope Francis is treated better than the hitchhiking robot.
He got run over, you mean?
The one that got to Philadelphia and they destroyed it, remember?
Yeah, right. And they run over to kill it? Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Philadelphia is a tough place. They called it the city of brotherly love. I never found it to be that way. I don't like Philadelphia at all. Never did. Worked at CAU there for a while. The airport's unfriendly. The city's unfriendly.
My dad was born there, and I thanked my grandparents for leaving when he was a child.
It's really? I don't think it's that bad. You don't spend any time there. It's not a great place. A little bit of time. Yeah, well, the less the better. For me, anyway. The feds have recovered work-related and personal emails from Mrs. Clinton. Da-da-da-da. Not clear whether all of the 30,000 messages that she deleted from the server have been recovered. Bum-bum-bum-bum. The FBI is investigating whether classified information that passed through the Homebrew server during her time as Secretary of State was mishandled. She turned over 30,000 copies of the messages, and this has been going on, what, since December? Did she delete these things from her private server? Did somebody get at it? Yada, 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 yada. Ugh.
You know, there was a article flying around on Facebook yesterday. You know, there's a lot of garbage out there.
Yes, there is.
It got my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it talked about Hillary Clinton having health issues and her not being sure whether she is up to it to run.
She's not sure or somebody else isn't sure?
Well, quote-unquote insiders are saying she's
inside report.
I've heard she's having big health problems.
Take it with a grain of salt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because who knows, right? Mm-hmm. But you got to think, man. This, how do you deal with this kind of pressure? Obama, anybody, how do you handle this kind of pressure every single day?
You're under the scrutiny that you're under. Yeah. It's crazy.
The real story is that Bill's going to run the country once she gets elected. You didn't know that?
No way. BS. Are you kidding me? No way.
When Bill was president, she was running the country.
She uses him because he's likable, and that's just about it. I mean, come on.
Speaking of likable, Jennifer Horn will have the television report. What's new on TV tonight? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' end of summer clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4 inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellawood Brazilian Cherry and Koa Hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar Bamboo. American and European laminate from $49 and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the end of summer clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
We all worry about identity theft, and every day millions of Americans' stolen identities are used to commit financial crimes. Hacking of government databases causes millions to lose their good credit ratings and very often their life savings. These threats all involve Social Security numbers, the most commonly used ID in America. But Social Security was never intended to be an ID card used to track all of our financial activities. We need to look through the lens of liberty and put programs like Social Security back to their original intent, a supplemental retirement insurance, and nothing more. These could never hack these giant databases if our government didn't create them.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Tonight on NBC, it's the two-hour SVU premiere America will be talking about.
In classic SVU style, it's ripped from the headlines.
Exactly. A wealthy New Yorker that everyone suspects is a serial killer, but can they prove it?
I bet they can.
But first, it's the season premiere of The Mysteries of Laura with Deborah Messing.
Sorry, wrong show.
You're out of control. The premiere of The Mysteries of Laura, followed by the two-hour premiere of SVU tonight on NBC.
Oh, there's one more thing.
What?
All right, let's get to what's new, not only The Mysteries of Laura. There are a lot of good shows that are starting this week. I think that's quite a good show, Frank. I like Deborah Messing. She comes across, Josh Logan is in that show. It comes across as well done. Also, Jen, Rosewood, which is a new, guess what? This is really exciting. I've never seen a television show before about a pathologist who's going to help police solve challenging cases. That's what Rosewood is about.
That's what Rosewood's about. Yeah, wow. I know. That's a new one. I think probably the big story, well, a couple of big stories today in TV. You know, this is the week of premieres, and Empire is back for season two.
Yep.
They're picking up 3 months after they last left off with the arrest and in
Don Lemon. Is that the same Don Lemon that's on CNN?
No.
There's a guy in it named Don. I think, I'm not sure. I think he may be in the show tonight. Marissa Tomei is there, and Al Sharpton is on.
Oh, well, then maybe, episode. Yes, that Don Lemon. So you mean special guest stars on tonight?
Apparently,
episode?
Yes,
okay,
right.
Yes, because Don Lemon, I don't think, was in the previous season. All right, Rosewood premieres also on Fox, and then Nashville's back. ABC's got their new lineup, Modern Family coming back, Nashville coming back in the season four opener. That's my favorite. I'll be watching that tonight. Law and Order Special Victims Unit also coming back, and Survivor premieres on CBS. Survivor Cambodia, Second Chance, will come back. 20 returning castaways who were voted in by fans get to come back for a second chance on Survivor, a show that I would never do. And, of course, America's Next Top Model is in full swing. You can check that out on the CW. Now, last night, Dougie, The Muppet Show premiered on ABC, and this one caught my attention, and I didn't get a chance to watch it. It's on my DVR, but, Ken, you did. So what did you think?
I thought it was very funny, very entertaining.
The Muppets have to be great.
What was it like? I mean, is it about Miss Piggy's new TV
is
show?
Is it like
I mean,
the old show,
premise?
Or is it totally different?
It's kind of like the old show. It's a show within a show. Miss Piggy now has a late-night talk show, and all the Muppets work on it. So it's the staff meetings and everything behind the scenes of putting the show together, as well as her coming out.
So yesterday I heard
Elizabeth Banks
commercial for it. Did I hear them use the H-E double toothpick word in the Muppets?
Yes.
Really? I guess I can say hell either.
I know. I think it's okay. You're not in fourth grade anymore.
That kind of shocked
Kermit
me.
Kermit and Miss Piggy have broken up.
Yeah, I remember.
She's given him a tough time, and at one point he says, "My life is a bacon-wrapped hell." And then somebody walks behind him and says, "You can't say hell on TV."
What about Denise? What about the hot new girlfriend?
She wasn't in it very much. There was just a couple scenes. She brought in coffee.
Figures.
All right, speaking of new, Brian Williams was back on the air last night. Anybody watch that?
Just in time. No, just in time for the Pope. Brian Williams made his return to TV. This one also a little sad story. You know, it seems around the fall and holiday season when it starts to go into full swing, that's when people start getting laid off from their jobs. ESPN making an announcement that they're laying off close to 300 employees over the next few months.
Too much sports. There's way too much sports. And radio, television, just way too much.
But
you
sports
take
is what sells.
I understand, but they don't need. They'll figure out how to do it on the cheap like they do everything else. Did you see that Taken is going to be a television show? Do we talk about that?
We have not talked about
Taken.
That. I think that'd be a great...
That Liam Neeson right? movie?
Yeah.
Is going to go to NBC as... how do they...
How do you sustain that?
Yeah, exactly, Richie. Thank you.
It's going to be like a prequel to show you how he got
his life
particular
like.
Set of skills.
Mm-hmm. So no Neeson will probably be on this television show, that I would guess,
probably
right?
Not.
Mm-hmm.
Probably
imagine not. No.
All right, Jen. What else?
Donald Trump has gone off on Fox News again, and it's always kind of fun to note some of his tweets. He felt very been treated unfairly by Bill O'Reilly. He started hammering Megyn Kelly again and said that she should take another 11-day unscheduled, in quotes, vacation.
Heart to Heart is coming back at NBC with a gay couple instead of Stephanie Powers and Robert Wagner type. So who want to watch that? Anybody you think that's something a cool idea?
Why not?
Heart to Heart. Back at NBC, 51 after on Good Day.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Sounds like the intro music for Warren Eckstein, the pet's best friend is Warren. He's a very good friend of mine. He was a great friend of Charlotte's. He can be a good friend of yours if you pay attention to what he has been talking about for the past 54 years, I think, this year. Warren Eckstein, the pet show, heard every weekend a lot of great radio stations around the country, including some of the ones that carry this program or carrying that show. You might want to check it out. Petshow.com, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he has a great line that he's developed himself of vitamins and minerals for dogs and cats called Hugs and Kisses. Check that out at hugsandkisses.com. In a moment, the retirement home for dogs. We'll visit one of those with Warren and his expertise here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, let's start with your trip to the dog retirement house. You posted this on your Facebook page. What was your visit there all about? And what the heck is a dog retirement house? Why wouldn't somebody want to keep their dog? I couldn't imagine putting Charlotte into a home. She just wanted to be with me, and I wanted to be with her until the end.
But, you know, think about it from this perspective. So many of the people I deal with and have dealt with over the years, they don't have family that's willing to accept their pet. So if, heaven forbid, something were to happen to them, their concern is what's going to happen to their dog, what's going to happen to their cat. So there are these retirement homes that are opening up where you can make a donation, you know, so if something were to happen to you, you know that your dog or your cat will be taken care of properly for the rest of their lives. I think it's a fabulous idea, and I'll tell you why, Doug. I spend so much time in tears at shelters around the country, and I see people walking in, you know, this was my mother's dog, my mother passed away, and rather than keep the dog, they bring it. So I think retirement homes are a great idea. Check them out carefully. I think there are some really, really good ones, and I think it's going to be a wave of the future.
Yep. There are a lot of things that are changing in terms of dogs. Dogs get left in the will. I was talking about that with a friend yesterday. What about the way when dogs at that age or that point are separated, though, what are their feelings? We were talking, I think, briefly about whether animals actually feel. I don't think there's a question. I would never argue. In fact, I could argue for it because of Charlotte and how closely connected our energies were. She felt all the pain that I felt. You could tell when she was feeling joy. There's a smartness to that, and I wonder if there's ever been a study done along those lines.
Well, you know, a study among us. I'll give you an example. You all know the famous chimp expert, Jane Goodall.
Yeah.
I've had many, many conversations with Jane, and Jane and I both agree that animals shed tears. Contrary to what our peers believe, that they don't shed tears, she believes she's actually seen the chimps and the gorillas shed tears. I've seen dogs and cats shed tears. Maybe that's a little eccentric on my part, but I honestly believe I've seen it. So I believe
you eccentric?
Does.
Come on, Warren. Yeah. Who'd say that?
That would never happen. But the bottom line is, animals have been living with us since we've been walking upright. Why is our ego so big to think that they can't take on some of the emotions that we have?
Exactly.
But yet, you say this study, some people think that dogs just look at us as upright walking can openers to provide their food with every day.
Yeah, that was a story that was in the Scientific America or something, that they can't accept the fact. Some people can't accept the fact that we can love other species or other species can love us. You know, my dog loves me whether I have food or not. I've seen dogs that skinny off the street, you give them a pat on the head. So it's not always about food, but that it was a kind of a cute comment that we're walking can openers, but it's far from the truth. It really is.
Well, again, think about your connection, how you get connected, when you get connected. There's a whole, this is a very interesting science. And the people who really bother me are the ones who say that we are the king of the pile.
Although our dogs really do think we're great hunters. We run out of the house, we come back with bags of food for them. They must think we're the greatest hunters in the world.
You have also blogged in the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com about pets not being necessarily an animal or vice versa. What does that mean?
Yeah, in other words, I don't think that you can treat a dog or a cat like an animal in a human environment and expect to respond like part of the family. Mm-hmm. When a dog or a cat comes into your home, it should be treated like part of the family. That's what it is, not just the dog or the cat.
Yeah. All right. There are also, I think in terms of blogs, there are some really interesting pet blogs. I got connected yesterday to a blog that somebody who, actually my insurance agent, who is watching bulldogs, especially, and she sent me the story about this bulldog. It's actually quite cute, asking me if I was ready yet, and I thanked her. I'm not ready, but
you'll know when you're ready.
Well, but Meredith and I are sort of sharing this dog, Millie, who's quite a good dog, and that's enough for me at the moment. Warren, you're never enough. I always love having you here.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.